Congressional District 1 from Hawaii Kai to Kapolei on Oahu is home to half of the state's population. Democrat Mark Takai secured his party's nomination and faces Republican Charles DeJew in the general election. Takai says he has an advantage money can't buy.
Charles DeJew has already a half a million in the bank. But what he doesn't have is he doesn't have a 12-month campaign that culminated on Saturday. He doesn't have the whole team that we had that worked extremely hard the last 2-3 months. So going into this next round, you know, we feel like the momentum continues.
Republican Charles DeJew won a three-way special election in 2010 and represented Congressional District 1 for nearly a year. DeJew says he's the better-known candidate.
I do have a slight advantage in the sense that I think my name recognition, having run previously, having held the seat previously, is higher, so I don't need to spend perhaps as much money initially. But with that said, I am under no illusions here that I am still a Republican candidate running in a staunch Democratic state, and we're going to have to work very, very hard to make sure we win this race.
Both agree that the race could cost each of them at least $1 million. If elected, Takai says he will work to secure federal funding for defense, research, and innovation, but says his focus will be Hawaii's high cost of living.
From my perspective, sustainability has been a big issue for me. Clearly, I believe the cost of living in Hawaii is driven mainly by the inability for us to wean ourselves off of our addiction to foreign fossil fuel, our reliance on importing food. You know, $2 billion a year we import. We need to become a little bit more self-reliant.
DeJew says he will continue to push for a balanced budget amendment to reduce the national debt for future generations. He agrees that Hawaii's high cost of living is a top priority, but has an alternative solution.
We got to tackle the cost of living here. And the way we're going to do that here is by reducing the excessive amount of government regulations we have on our economy. We've got to increase the number of jobs here in our community. For people who want jobs, there are too few of them around. For those who have jobs, it's all too often a part-time job. The way we're going to do that is by expanding trade and commerce, particularly in the Asia-Pacific region.
Takai and DeJew want to protect Social Security and Medicare for seniors. Both are Army combat veterans and support the military in Hawaii and veterans benefits. Takai says he has built a broad coalition of support.
It was a very tough election for everyone, but at the end of the day, you know, we come together as Democrats and work together. So I'm very pleased to have the support of the 7 other candidates running in CD1, and together we're gonna win.
DeJew says his campaign team will outwork his opponents.
It's going to take connecting this message of a representative who's going to be ready on day one, who's going to go in and be an advocate for the people of Hawaii in the majority Republican caucus.
You going to win?
Yes, we are. We are going to win.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.